Siadaba. Now in partnership with Bridge Clinic, the first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria. Every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Inspiration FM, I'll be coming your way with a show called The Men's Room, which is the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Now don't forget, I'm partnering with Bridge Clinic and it's coming your way on Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Men's Room, from the bedroom to the boardroom.
Oh yes, thanks for joining in.
How are you today?
All good? You feeling well?
All right.
Well, you heard it. My name is Onimisi Adaba, and thanks for joining in. It's just so good to have you in there. I'll have you tuned in. Whole lot of stations you would have tuned into, but here you are with us. The Men's Room is what it is. From the bedroom to the boardroom, the much-needed conversation that we need to have that we usually don't have. And most times when we have it from, you know, the ego perspective. Meanwhile, we need to break it down and just be real to ourselves. And be real with ourselves. And that's what it's all about today. Now, like you heard, I'm partnering with Bridge Clinic on this project, and we are going to be talking on a whole lot of things regarding fertility, male fertility, female fertility, and all of that, and just how to get it going on and all. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of weeks. And again, realizing how this is becoming a pandemic. Yeah. You know, we say I do, and, you know, looking forward to having kids and having babies all over the place, and he has a fault, and she has a fault, or she has a fault, and he has a fault, or something, or there's a problem somewhere, and we're going to talk about that, on how technology has made the difference, yeah, to make things so possible in this regard. Today, it's a two-in-one, kind of like a two for the price of one. We're talking manhood versus fatherhood. Does it ring the bell? Really? Okay. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Manhood, fatherhood, and then we'll delve into fertility and how to get it going on. I want you guys to listen to this, and we'll come back right after it and just kick off from there. I've got friends in the house. I'm not doing it alone. Oh, yes, indeed. Got friends from Bridge Clinic. So I will play a little bit of something here and there just to give you a head, an edge on what we're going to be talking about today. All right. Okay, we're still looking for him. You know how it is with all of them technology and all of that. You have something stored in, and for some reason it's not there. But I have it on standby. I'm looking for it. Once I get it up and running, I'll let you in on it. But basically, it's, you know, how in the quest to prove that we are men, we end up fathering all kinds of children and meeting all kinds of women and all of that. I was doing my research on this, and I stumbled over Yelena Van Zandt, you know, and she talked with a couple of guys with a whole lot of women and a whole lot of children and a whole lot of responsibility on the quest and in the name of being a man. So what is fatherhood? What is manhood? Yeah? Check this out.
Jay is here also, and we also have five other men who have multiple children with different women. Nathaniel. Stand up. How many children?
28.
How many women?
16.
Terrence?
4.
4
children.
With?
2 different women.
Yeah. Ryan?
Almost 5 children with 4.
Almost 5.
Yes,
talk to me about an almost 5.
I have another baby due November 22nd.
So 4 children.
4 children.
How many mothers?
4 different women.
4 different women.
Yes.
And you got a baby on the way. Okay. And John?
6 baby mothers, 11 children.
11 children. And Jumani?
I have 6 children with 4 different women.
4 different women.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, here's what I want us to get. That these men, collectively, have 87 children, that includes Jay, with 50 different women. That is 137 people who are impacted by choices and decisions that you've made. No heat, no judgment. I've got some stats for you. Children who come from fatherless homes, and I say fatherless because 6 men, 87 kids, even if you're there, there are pieces that are going to be missing. Would that be accurate? And I'm not saying you're not doing the best you can. I'm not saying that you don't want to be there. But at this point now, we have to look at the children's experience. Children from fatherless homes in this country. 5 times more likely to commit suicide than children who have a father in the home. 32 times more likely to run away. 20 times more likely to have a behavioral disorder. 14 times more likely to become sexually aggressive or commit rape. 10 times more likely to engage in drug abuse. It just breaks my heart. No heat, no judgment. You, to me, are the voice and the demonstration that's going to create a healing in this world. We have got to do better. We've got to do better. And what I'm offering is that it's time for brothers to start fathering each other. So, Jay, let's talk about what life has been like for you since the show has aired. If you watched last week, you know that now one of the 34 is in question.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that situation doesn't surprise me at all. In that particular situation with Ayanna, I did not want to deny a child that could potentially be mine. So I would rather have it accept my place as his dad based on what the woman was telling me.
She never told him you were his
absolutely, father. And as I suspected, the child is likely not mine based on my communication from her and what was revealed. But
how do you, I want to do two things. First of all, my intention is to create a safe space for men to examine and discuss the worst of who you are and who you've been, so that we can facilitate a commitment to change. Not to beat you up and not to beat you down, but we've got to look at where this came from in order to build and go forward. The other part of the intention is to really understand that this is not just about creating multiple children in the world with multiple people. It's about how we create relationships, because that's what you have to heal with your children. Because you're getting ready to be a grandfather. Your son.
Absolutely.
Not married. Having his first child. One of your daughters. Not married, had her first child. The pattern.
Hi, my name is Onyemisi Adaba. I'm in partnership with Bridge Clinic, the first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria. Every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Inspiration FM, I'll be coming your way with a show called The Men's Room, which is the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Now, don't forget, I'm partnering with Bridge Clinic, and it's coming your way on Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Men's Room, from the bedroom to the boardroom.
Loud, loud, and clear from the station. You're listening to The Men's Room. My name is Onyemisi Adaba, and yeah, Ian Lovansan just played with, I'm telling you, some mind-boggling piece there. Yeah? Now, you can be a part of this conversation. I'll reel out the lines. It's 0700-923-923-923. Be a part of the conversation. Or if you feel like sending a WhatsApp message, it's 0817313-6193. You missed it? Okay. 0817313-6193. Phone number again is 0700-923-923-923. Feel free to be a part of a conversation. And like I said earlier on, I had friends of mine from Bridge Clinic to share thoughts in what we're talking about right here, fatherhood versus manhood, and then we'll delve into fertility issues and all of that. So I've got Dr. Bamidele Babatunde, who is a fertility physician, and I've got Grace Aibo, who is the clinic administrator right there at the Bridge Clinic. Thanks for coming, guys.
Good evening, Mr. Adaba.
Good evening to you.
Good evening, Lagos.
Yes, indeed. So, what do you make of that? I mean, fatherhood, manhood, we seem to have gotten it wrong one way or the other. Now, we know that every boy grows up to be a man. But for one reason or the other, not all men mature to become fathers. You know, and the key word there being maturity, because being a father comes with a whole lot of responsibility, a whole lot of load and a whole lot of burden that you need to be matured to be, you know, to bear. But these days, you know, just like from the clip we heard, a whole lot of women linked up to a couple of men with a whole lot of children, you know, lined up on all of that. What do you make of that?
Yeah, Mr. Adaba, it's what the clip shows, like what happens in the society.
Yeah.
It's like And it's a wholesome to hear that six men with 50 women and 87 children. That's
incredible. Yeah, the focus being, you know, for us here in the men's room, we believe the male remains the foundation for society. You know, if that foundation is well built and all of that, on it you can build family, you can build industry, you can build society and all of that. But if you don't get it right, and now over the years, over time, we've had a whole lot of attention, you know, paid to the women, the girl child, and all, which is fantastic and which is good. But the boys or the men are left unattended to.
Exactly.
Assuming that they know.
Exactly.
But, you know, here we are facing a situation where manhood, fatherhood is in contention and all of that. The clip talked about, you know, guys fathering children with 50 women and all of that. And it's mind-boggling, you know, just like you said earlier on.
And it's not possible to father those kids.
Certainly.
It's not possible.
To give that quality parental fatherhood to those children.
And I always say this, that these kids don't sign consent to come to the world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Mm.
So we, out of our own will, get them into the world.
Mm.
And it is, just like you said, a whole lot of obligations for the men to understand what it is to father a child.
I mean, how do you father? I mean, fathering three or two is
a whole lot of burden.
And then you have from different women at different times and all of that. Yeah? Now it's been Dr. Bambi Dele talking, but Gracie is in the house. Grace Ibo, a clinic administrator. What's your angle? What's your take on this? It's good to get a female perspective on it.
Exactly.
Well, for me, it's just the sad reality of the situation.
Mm.
And what we see is a situation whereby people are actually not ready to raise families.
Mm. And right. Somehow just get involved
exactly,
in it.
Exactly, they just get involved in it.
Youthful exuberance, peer pressure, one reason or the other pushes them into, you know, all of a sudden they're fathers.
But they're not ready.
But they're not fathers. They're not ready to be fathers.
And so they're unable to actually carry that responsibility.
And it actually backfires on the society.
Of course it does. It
absolutely
backfires on the kids that have been brought into the world, you know.
So, you know, recently I was reading, you know, checking here and there, and this story that came back to mind on this secondary school somewhere in Ikoyi, where, you know, SS3, by the time you're wrapping up your SS3, the boys actually make it a ritual to rape the girls. You know, as in that's a ritual. And one of the boys was asked, one of the boys was asked why he didn't participate. And his only reason was because he didn't have his scissors. So if he had had his scissors, it would have been a case of, okay, let me partake of this now. You have a call? All right, let's pick this call in here. Hello? Messing up. And don't forget, the phone lines are 0700-923-923-923. You want to send a message, it's 0817313-6193. You can be a part of this conversation and share your thoughts and all of that. We're talking manhood and fatherhood and how it's kind of like confusing and convoluted in the world we live in today, where, you know, men think they've matured to become fathers, and, you know, being a father requires much more than just birthing children, but, you know, some level of maturity and some level of responsibility that comes with it. Because you're thinking of buying and buying and buying and buying, and it's actually a sacrificial venture, so to speak, to be a father.
Because to be a man is actually a thing of age.
Age. Mm-hmm.
But to be a father,
you have a call. All right, let's hear what it is. Hello? All right, you want to try back again?
But to be a father, just like we said, it's more than... You may not even have a child, and yet you put it upon yourself to be a father. You know, there's a difference between biological father and...
Okay, let's pick this one. Just hold that thought. We're going to run this plane on the line. Try back again, please. Or you can send a message.
Good evening,
hey, what's your name?
I'm good. My name is Dayo Adeyemi from the Catalyst Men Network International.
Wow. Thanks so much for calling in.
Now, regarding the topic, manhood and fatherhood, please understand that the evolution of the male man involves polygamy, involves many children. It is for economic configuration, civilization, and Western imports that will become monogamous, and then start to kill the number of children that we have.
Okay.
That's why we can be traditionally and culturally, the many children we have does not translate to several out of home births that we have. What translates to out of home births that we have now is because of fathers who are not there to raise their children. Your father, my father, possibly a polygamous, and we're able to raise as many of them with correct behavior. What we are looking at now is a continuous narrative for men to be there for their children, to be there for the children, to understand that the economic indices for now will not allow you to give quality lifestyle than you have, than your father had, if you go to the government and you have so many children. Manhood is evolving, fatherhood is evolving, technology is evolving, men will get better, and men are good. That's my conclusion.
Really, thanks so much. It was good to have your thought. Of course, men are good and society is evolving. Yeah, we have another call. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Sebastian.
Hmm?
My name is Sebastian.
All right, Sebastian, talk to us. What's your angle?
Okay, great. I just want to contribute. I mean, for a lot of reasons, I think we disagree on so many points in the last corner. All right, but my own concern more is...
Oh, boy. I think we lost Sebastian there. Well, he was going to come to the first corner. But funny enough, my father actually married one wife, and I wonder, it's amazing how he raised all six of us. Actually, more than six, because we had a whole lot of cousins who passed through. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Victoria.
All right, talk to us. What's your angle? Good to have a female on the show, men's room.
Yes. At first, I thought it was only a men's show. Women are not allowed to
come. Come on, the doors are open to you guys. I mean, you are the reason we live. We live for you, we live for the children. I mean, what else can we say?
Yes. You know, we have a kind of stereotype or culture in our culture, especially in Africa. Women are assumed, the capability of impregnating a woman is just about being a father. So they are like, the child needs emotional support, financial support. They just think, well, the money is there, that's all about fatherhood.
Right.
Lecturer. In a university.
Yeah.
I noticed there's a boy in my class. I noticed he's very aggressive. He dresses waywardly, almost similar to the way cows dress. I was like, at class, he's not always concentrated. He's always coming late. And then when he comes late, he's angry and he has some kind of weird behavior. Yeah. Let me just summarize it. I told him, after this class, I need to see you. I asked him some questions. I wanted to know the foundation. Why this funny behavior is coming up?
Yeah.
I said, where is your dad? What does your dad do? He said, my dad. I don't know. I've not seen him. I don't know who my dad is. I said, okay, what does your mom do? He said, my mom sells things. I said, you don't know your dad. I said, okay. So I realized that, okay, this is a starting point. From the course of our conversation, I now got to realize that he's actually angry because he lacks that father figure.
Certainly.
And he does not have brothers, elders that could have stood in the place for him.
Yeah.
So he's angry that it's only his mother that is there, and then his mother seems to be too controlling. But there's a limit, but there's a level that a mother can...
There's a limit. There's just so much you can do. The thing about fathers is that they give character. They give the image. You know.
I said, okay, since I'm a woman and there's a limit to what I can do, I took him to the court advisor. Hello?
You're listening. Yeah.
He's a man. I said, please, help me groom this young man.
Mm.
Take him as your son.
Mm-hmm.
He has a parental figure. He needs somebody to be a man in his life. There are a lot of rapists, there are a lot of pedophiles, there are a lot of armed robbers. These are the consequences of men just popping out, impregnating women and just disappearing from their life.
Exactly.
And I noticed that in 2 weeks,
the
character changed.
I know you have a whole lot to say and quite interesting, but we might have to cut you short because we're moving on to the other part of the show and also allow others call as well to share their thoughts in this regard. It's the men's room right here, and I have a couple of friends with me from the Bridge Clinic Fertility Center, Dr. Pamitele Babatunde and Grace Aibo, will be sharing thoughts with us. I'm partnering with Bridge Clinic on this, and like I did say earlier on, it's manhood and fatherhood, and then we're also going to link it up with fertility issues. I'm telling you, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for us men, and it's something we can talk about.
Yeah.
Truly, it's like look, we're not men anymore. You know, but it's really happening. It's happening amongst us. And I'm going to be reading out some statistics in a short while on, do you realize that a whole lot of the fertility or infertility issues we have around borders around the man? You didn't know, right? That's why I have the experts here. And we're going to be sharing that in a short while. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll move on to fertility.
New on Inspiration FM, Bridge Clinic, first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria, partners with the Men's Room to bring you the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Join in every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with Onimisi Adaba, the Men's Room.
The Men's Room,
from the bedroom to the boardroom.
Just woken up. This is the Men's Room, and I'm Onimisi Adaba. I'm teaming up with Bridge Clinic and friends from there, Dr. Pamitele Babatunde, who's a fertility physician, and Grace Aibo, who's a clinic administrator right there at the Bridge Clinic, coming here to share thoughts with us. We talked a little bit on fatherhood and manhood versus fatherhood, and linking it directly to what we're going to be talking about now for the next couple of minutes until we wrap up the show. It's this big thing called infertility with men. And the good thing is that technology has just come in to take care of it, rectify it, put wrong, right, and all of that, smiles on people's faces. And you know how it is right here in these parts. People get married, and the next thing we're waiting, what's happening? 9 months. 9 months, nothing has happened. But, you know, everybody now starts nosing in-laws and outlaws and grandparents and all of that, start asking questions, and before you know it, there's a little bit of friction in the house. What's happening and all of that? But thanks to places like the Bridge Clinic, who have come to just nip this in the bud and take care of whatever it is, but we're zeroing in on the guys, you know, today, infertility in guys, which, let me read this for you, infertility, let's see now, it actually affects 8-12% of couples worldwide. Of all infertility cases, approximately, listen to this, 40-50% is due to the male factor in infertility, and as many as 2% of all men will exhibit symptoms of sperm, you know, having problems with their sperms. And this is according to Naina Kumar and Amit Kansing. You know, just did my own small reading before the experts come here and share their thoughts in it, you know, in this regard and all of that. So on one flip side, we were talking about men who are just producing left, right, and center like crazy. And right about now, we're talking on men's inability to be able to produce. And most times, we don't know. It is simply assumed that the woman is at fault. And most times, the women take the fall or take the bullet for it and take the hit for it. You know, and I have Dr. Bonnie Daly here and Grace. We're going to be sharing thoughts in this regard and, you know, just shed light on what, how, where, when, and the good news is there is hope. So you're listening right now, you don't know what to do, how to do, what to do, you don't even know, you know, you're lost in limbo. There is hope. You're right here on the right dial. So once again, thanks for coming. And
you're welcome.
Yes, infertility in men. So you guys have this beautiful facility out there in Ikeja and spread across different parts in Nigeria. You see all kinds of stories and you hear all kinds of stories and see all kinds of people. It's good to know that you put smiles on their faces.
Yeah, Mr. Adaba, I think I would want to start with the definition of infertility. What exactly is infertility? Mm-hmm. You know, infertility is the inability of a couple to achieve conception despite unprotected regular intercourse for about a year. But we really emphasize the fact that waiting for a year is actually for couples where the woman is younger than 35 years old. The woman is 35 and you have attempted to conceive for about 6 months, please seek medical help. And now, talking about, you know, we're looking at male infertility today. And just like that study talked about it, it's about 40% in men.
40 to 50%? That's huge.
No, before now, you would notice
it's
that.
On the rise, actually.
Especially because of our own culture.
Yes.
If a woman is not achieving conception, people look at the woman. They don't think about the man. If you had a case whereby the man kept disturbing the wife, let's go, let go and do, check yourself, and all that. And the woman went to the doctor and all the tests were done, the woman was fine. The woman looked at the man, let's check. In fact, what should be done is men should go to the, if it is not happening, please go and check. Do a test. Do semen analysis.
But the thing is that, I mean, once you just produce a semen, we think, hey, look, I'm going on there.
That's another important point.
Yeah.
Because semen is not the same thing as sperm cells. Semen is the, like, the vehicle that takes the sperm cells. So you can have semen coming out without sperm cells. Mm. It's the sperm cells that fertilize the egg.
Wow.
So if you have semen, it doesn't mean that you have sperm cells. So you need to go and be investigated. You need to do semen analysis. And
sorry to cut you in. How convenient, or how, I wouldn't say convenient, are we bold enough to go and say, hey, look, doc, check me out. I need for you to check me out. Hey, now, what do you see in your clinic? The percentage between men and women, you know, who come to say, look, this is the problem, please check me out. You know, here we have 40 to 50%. Do you see that coming? Do you see that number coming to your clinic?
Exactly. For now.
Really?
No.
Uh-huh.
It's not up to that.
There we go.
You know, still men.
So there's still this, this mind thing.
Not wanting to be seen as the cause.
Mm-hmm.
We have some men that come in alone and say, doctor, I need to be investigated.
And it's confidential, of course.
And all that. They do
it's confidential.
Highly confidential.
Mm.
But we have some of them that will come with their wives too. They've not done any test before. Some have done, and then they're investigated. And we identify the cause of the infertility. Now, for me, you know, we said about 40%. And without getting tested, you don't know what exactly the issue is. And men's test is easier than what women do. So the first yes, it's not invasive. You get us the semen sample, and then we analyze in the lab. Before now, the sperm count, the normal sperm count, we used to talk about 40 million per male.
Yeah.
It got retired, it went down to 20 million per male.
20 million sperm count.
Yes, per male. And now it's coming down to 15 million per male in terms of the normal sperm count. When I look at the motility, how motile are the sperm cells? How active are they? About 40% normal form. I mean, 40% motility. That's what World Health Organization talks about now. And then we look at the morphology. When you
use his
morphology. I mean, here we are, just regular guys. Come on, speak English, man.
Morphology is the form, the normal forms. You know, a sperm cell should have the head, the meat piece, and the tail.
There we go.
That move, that make,
yes, that makes move. Swim, yeah.
Exactly. Now, the type, the WHO says it should be 4% and above. But now we move beyond that. We look at the seminal components of the cells. How many vacuoles are there?
Yeah.
So that we are sure that, okay, this sperm cell appears fine. It has the normal head, normal meat piece, and normal tail. But does it have more vacuoles than it than should be there? And all those other seminal components. So that we are able to give an accurate and as a proper assessment to the men.
So you guys do all of this at the Bridge Clinic. You have capacity for all of this.
Exactly.
Listen, you can be a part of the show, like I did say earlier on. The numbers are 0700-923-923-923. You want to send a WhatsApp message, it's 01081-731-36193. Be a part of this. You've got a problem, you ring the alarm right, you sound the alarm right now, and help is here. So, you were about to say something, the lady amongst us.
Yes, tying it into, you know, the clip we first heard, it can be quite devastating when a person realizes that they are infertile. And for us at Bridge Clinic, we go a step further beyond providing the scientific solution. We offer care and support. And so for us, it is very important that before our clients proceed with the treatment, they get to see a member of the care and support team who would, you know, support them emotionally and psychologically. You know, it's not about the financial means to raise a family, but you must be mentally, emotionally, and psychologically ready. And so we provide that kind of support.
You push spiritually as well.
Exactly.
It's a whole nine yards.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's really important to provide that support to enable the intending parents, you know, to prepare them to be ready for the process.
I'm still curious on the number of men who walk in there to say, look, I need help, this is my situation and all of that, because this is something major that ordinarily affects the home, and especially when the problem is from the man and the woman is taking the hit for it. And it is just there, you know, until, I mean, I've heard situations where, you know, we've had people like that, and the woman was looked at, the woman was scorned at, and all of that, and things happened just to realize that all along, the problem was from the guy. Matter of fact, again, you know, in the course of checking out, researching on this topic, there was a situation in Kenya where a woman was beaten out of the house because of this. And it turned out to be the man's fault. It turned out to be the problem with the guy. And so, you know, it's still this male-dominated, chauvinistic thing that, you know, is ringing our bells all over the place. Well, all we need to do is just to just humble ourselves and check out the Bridge Clinic and, you know, go do some tests and all of that. I like the fact that you guys take it all around.
Yes, holistic management of infertility.
Yes. You're not just looking at, hey, look, come and drop the, come and pay and we'll take care of you, but you're looking at, you know, the emotional part, because take it or leave it, we have our emotions. And sometimes when they get bungled up, they really get bungled up. You know, and so this is a major one. I like the fact that you guys do that. You take care of the emotions and you take care of the mental being or well-being in going about this and all of that. And what's your success rate?
You know, you're talking about management of infertility here. And I talked about men, male infertility, men who have done semen analysis before coming, and they have no sperm count, but have challenges with the motility or the normal form. And what they need is actually assistance in terms of, sometimes it has to be IVF, which is in vitro fertilization.
For the men?
For the men. No, not for the men. For the couple.
For the couple, yeah.
You know, you've check the woman will be fine, you know, so they were focusing on men.
Yes,
but we have some men that you don't even have sperm cells when they ejaculate.
What causes this? I mean, let's hold that thought and move on to the cause. You know, why would one have sperm cells? Is it what you eat? Is it the lifestyle? Is it exercise? I once gathered that biking is not good for men. I don't know how true that is. But then, what is the cause of all of these things or some of these things?
That could just be due to the maybe injury that could occur with it. Not that, because you are not exposed to it. You are outside the wind or the hair is blowing fine. But in terms of long distance drivers, people who sit for a long time and
just live sedentary lives,
you know, it could affect them. Because the way God has created men, I mean, I think I need to talk about some factors here. The way God has created men, if you look at the scriptures, where the testes are, they're just in a place where the temperature is ideal. That is the best temperature for them. But the moment the temperature goes up continuously in that place, you're burning the testicles. And that is when sperm cells are being produced. And it affects the sperm production. And for mothers, when you have boys, ensure that those testicles are there. Because if they are not...
So there's certain likelihood for them not to be there. That is like at birth.
At birth.
You know, this is where you check.
Exactly. Your testicles actually develop in the abdomen. And then at a particular time, they go down.
To settle down in the sac.
So if we examine and you notice that they are not there, please go to see the doctor. Because that is what could affect that child later in life. And
is it ever too late to do this?
Yes, it can be too late because they must not be there by the time the child is 5-6 years old. So before then, you need to go to the hospital and get the child checked and then they perform the surgery to take care of the child. But for me, who don't have sperm cells at all in the ejaculate, there's hope. There's hope. We examine them, you know, I usually use this analogy. It's like you opening the tap in your house and you discover there's no water. Two things could have happened. Is it that there's blockage in the pipe or the borehole is, there's no water in the borehole. So those are things we look out for. We do some tests to investigate. Are we likely going to get sperm cells from the testicles? That's what we call cervical sperm collection. Whereby we go into the testicles of the man to get the sperm cells out after we must have stimulated the woman to get the eggs. So we inject those sperm cells and we get good results from this. So there's hope for any man that has no sperm count, we use the sperm cells just like that. Because we're going to inject them singly into the eggs. We pick them especially with the head of a man of an equipment which will inject those sperm cells into the head. And for men that don't have at all, we go down into the testicles, we get the sperm cells out and we inject into the woman.
A whole lot of advancement there. What if there's the technology of storing them eggs and storing sperms? This has to do with, I know a whole lot of late pregnancy and all of that. I know we're talking about guys now, men, but there's no way we'll talk about this. I'm not talking about the women. What I know, but you'll confirm it if otherwise. What I know is that for women, as you advance in age, the capacity for having bearing children reduces or something like that. And so for some women, they get to store eggs, you know, freeze them eggs, you know, until the appointed time. This applies to girls too, yes? He laughs.
I actually laugh.
Let me help you laugh.
You know, women attain menopause.
Yeah.
But that's what we call andropause in men.
There we go.
That actually is not, it is not common in terms of talking about the sperm cells. We can have 80-year-old man coming to meet me in the clinic saying, I need a child. I will be shocked. In terms of thinking about, oh, will he still have sperm cells? No, he can still have sperm cells at 80. But if a 45-year-old woman is sitting in front of me, mm-hmm. I will start to think, oh, is she having menopause?
Mm-hmm.
Though there's also hope. That's when we talk about donated eggs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for ladies who are getting older and the desire to keep their eggs, I usually say this, at birth, you know, women don't produce eggs, but men produce sperm cells.
Okay.
For them, at birth, they have all the eggs that we need in life, about 1.5 million eggs at birth. By the time they start having their menstrual cycle, it goes down to about 200,000.
Uh-huh.
And that figure keeps going down. They don't lose one egg on a monthly basis. They lose more than one. Mm-hmm. They lose up to 1,500 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So the number keeps going down. By the time a woman is 35, the chances of conception or the quality of the eggs will go down significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time this woman gets to 40, the chances of conception with her own eggs goes to about less than 5%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's key. So some women now come up to say, oh, I'm 30-something, I need to get my eggs and
strong and all of that.
No, we do that. We do that.
It's male talk here, and you've got to be, gotta have a matured mind to be able to do that. Time and time again, various studies have been published, you know, supporting a decline in sperm quality or dismissing, quality or dismissing the same analysis of retrospective data indicates that sperm counts may have declined in some parts of the world, but there seems to be a geographical variation in the semen quality. Yeah, semen quality. The reason for geographic variation in semen characteristics is not clear, but it may be due to environmental, nutritional, socioeconomic, or other unknown causes. The decline in the semen quality coincides with an increasing incidence of abnormalities of the male genital tract, including testicular cancer. There we go. How true is that? Talk to us about that.
Talking about testicular cancer, I think it's important, since we talked about coming to keep or to freeze the gamete.
The call the link is on the
head.
Hello, who's your name?
Hello, sir, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm calling from Satellite Town Sound.
Thanks for calling in.
Please, I want to ask that medical doctor, the issue of storing eggs, what does it cost for a woman to store an egg?
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all you want to find out? All right, thanks for calling, appreciate it. All right, so we'll look at the cost implication later on, because we've got the doctor here all through and all of that. But before we go into that, you were talking on what I had talked about earlier on declining semen quality, which coincides with increase. Wait a minute, we've got a caller again. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hey, how are you, lady? What's your name?
I'm going to take the name.
Anonymous, right?
Okay, let's say Elizabeth, okay.
All right, Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
Okay. I'm asking this question on behalf of my husband.
Okay, please go ahead.
When we first got married, we've been married for like, say, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was all about, he was very active sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's the one who was not sexually inclined or something like that.
Okay.
But nowadays, he seems to have less interest in the thing. And I don't know whether he has to do with age or something. No.
How is it?
How old is he?
Yeah.
He's
44. 44. Okay.
He's always tired, you know. He works quite, his job is quite stressful actually.
Okay.
But he's been a bad job since, you know, we married. And I actually get frustrated, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's calm and all of that.
Okay.
So I don't know whether I've read about erectile dysfunction and all of that, but I don't know. Is it really happening to all men? Is it something we can get?
Do you have children?
Or is that our faith for the rest of our lives? Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Okay, do you have children?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Oh, no problem. We're wrapping up right now, running out of time, but Doctor, let's have you quickly answer that and then...
For Elizabeth, one, we need to understand some factors that could be responsible. It could be medical.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advise that it goes for a medical checkup. Mm. Let them check the BP, the blood sugar, because those are things that can actually...
Also, the mind.
Then, yes, firstly the mind.
We are stressed. Yeah. We are minds. I can tell you that. Sometimes we're stressed, our minds are somewhere and we're trying to calculate the digits.
You know, she said it.
Yes.
So they will also need some counseling. And
yeah. Now, I've been talking male fertility with my friends from Bridge Clinic. Can we squeeze in one more call? Okay. My friends at the Bridge Clinic. Hey, hello?
Hello. Good evening.
You have 1 minute. How are you?
I actually called him because of that lady that made that call.
Okay, go ahead. And
For men, because I'm in that age bracket.
Okay.
That tiredness of work is part of it. Mm. But the age, the way I solved my own problem was to stop taking a...
Oh, man, we lost that. Gosh, okay.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, how are you? You have 1 minute. We're wrapping up right now. Thank you for calling in. Make it short, make it sweet, make it sharp.
Wow, you should be calling. I just want to speak with the doctor there.
Okay, he's here. He's listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been having issues with some kind of too long. The last results show that the some kind is 40%, 20%, sorry. The mobility or whatever is 40%. So there is a need stabilizing cause. So then that one is on the eyesight. So with that, is there any need for me to do for IVF? Because that's the option they are giving me.
Okay, so looking at that, let me start with the staphylococcus. Please don't disturb yourself about that. Because most of the time, when we do the test, Staphylococcus, the normal pathogens on the skin, and if there's contact with the bottle or the semen pots that you're using, it would definitely culture it. So what I would advise is, if you've been trying to conceive and you've been told it is IVF, no sperm count. If it is less than a year that you've been trying, yes, and your wife is a young woman, good. But if you've been trying for more than 1 year and your wife is getting older, I think you should. For 15 years, sir, please. You need
assistance. In 15 years, you've been trying, nothing happening, and you're at the right place. This is where you go. And I'll read out the lines for you right away. You can call Bridge Clinic on 01-63-100-92. Call that number and make an appointment, or you can check out the website www.thebridgeclinic.com. That's www.thebridgeclinic.com. Once again, the number 01-631-0092. Just call those numbers and they'll attend to you. Let's see, I've got a WhatsApp line, 081-73-13-6193. Yeah, so just connect with that WhatsApp line and they'll all attend to you and meet your needs and ensure that you're home nice and dandy. Now, if you enjoy the show, we'll keep it going same time next week. Like I said, it's a series. We're dealing with fertility and infertility, the problem, the answer, the problem, and making sure that, hey, look, all is nice and dandy. Thank you so much for coming, Dr. Pamitele.
You're welcome, Mr.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming, and my wonderful friend, Tracy. Yes, we're also going to be on the 24th. Wait a minute, you have something going on the 24th? You want to talk about it? Listen, I've got...
It's
to share
a welcome forum. We call it a welcome forum. It's an event organized to provide as much information as possible to participants who are seeking to make inquiries about fertility, you know, conception, trying to conceive.
Mm-hmm.
So we hold that regularly at our GRA clinic, and it's holding on Saturday 24th from 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
If I mean, if people want more information, you can get us on our WhatsApp line on 0817-313-6193. But it's happening this weekend. That's 0817-313-6193. That's our WhatsApp line. Yeah. We'll respond to messages as soon as we get them on that line.
Look, make it your business and be there as soon as you can. Thank you so much for coming, Dr. Bamidele, Gracie.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you guys around.
Yeah, thank you
for being a part of it. Thank you for calling. We'll catch you same time, same day next week on the same show. Good night and take care of you. I'm Onimisi Adaba.
My name is Onimisi Adaba. Now, in partnership with Bridge Clinic, the first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria, every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Inspiration FM, I'll be coming your way with a show called The Men's Room, which is the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Now, don't forget, I'm partnering with Bridge Clinic, and it's coming your way on Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Men's Room, from the bedroom to the boardroom. It's brand new on Inspiration FM. Bridge Clinic, the first pioneering IVF center in Nigeria, partners with The Men's Room to bring you the much-needed platform for healthy and honest discussions on things we as men hardly talk about. Join in every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. with Onimisi Adaba, The Men's Room.
The Men's Room.
From the bedroom to the boardroom.
The family is number one.
We're your number one family radio.
Inspiration.
92.3.
It's 9 o'clock, 92.3, your number one family radio.
Can you describe the feeling when the vibe hits you? How do you tell the story of how soothing an experience is
when the vibe machines are unleashed
on the city? It is Radio Vibe Mashal in collaboration with the Radio Vibe Machine. Welcome to the Vibe. The city of urban, fresh and hot and smashing sounds. The vibe on Inspiration 92.3 FM in Lagos with only one Chocoberry to five. World famous VJ O Square, Mondays, Tuesdays and Fridays at 8 p.m. and Wednesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 p.m. on Super Drive Time. The vibe on 92.3 FM. Welcome to the city of the vibe and the machine. Can you describe the feeling when the vibe hits you? How do you tell the story of how soothing an experience is
when the vibe machines are unleashed
on the city? It is Radio Vibe Michelle in collaboration with the Radio Vibes Machine. Welcome to the vibe, the city of urban, fresh and hot and smashing sounds. The vibe on Inspiration 92.3 FM in Lagos with only one Chocoberry to five. World famous VJ O Square, Mondays, Tuesdays and Fridays at 8 p.m. and Wednesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 p.m. on Super Drive Time. The vibe on 92.3 FM. Welcome to the city of the vibes and the machines.